You have not seen anything yet. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It is Thursday, and if by this point in the week people are really starting to get on your nerves, they're driving you crazy, they're bugging you, you're starting to lose your patience, you're ready to scream, pull your hair out, ready to yell at them, stop, step back, take a deep breath, refocus, remember what your Christian vocation calls you to be. You have to see in new ways. You got to be a domestic, what I call a domestic mystic, on-the-job mystic, bus driver mystic, whatever it is. And you have to recognize, even though the person who's really driving you crazy might be doing everything in his or her power, wittingly or unwittingly, to cover up the image of God in them, it's still there. Look for it. You might have to take a second, third, fourth, 100th look. Look for it. The divine life principle is in that person or they would go out of existence. Jesus dwells in us. We can cover up the image of Jesus by our nastiness, by our selfishness, by our whining, by trying to use people, by our violence. But you know what? It's still there. We might have to peel it like you peel an onion to get those layers off to get to the heart of the matter. Isn't the heart of the matter always Jesus? Imagine, folks, imagine what our world would be like if we treated each other like we would treat Jesus if he was right standing in front of us. It was scandalous when Jesus said, "What you do to least of my brothers and sisters, you do to me." The least of my brothers and sisters in Jesus' time were the poor, the abandoned, the sick, the paralyzed, the cripples, the lepers. The people who were not all that attractive, who weren't the beautiful people, who didn't belong to the jet set, who weren't part of the rich and the famous. That's why don't get sucked in by secular thinking. You know? We're called to follow Jesus, not the American Idol. Jesus has to be our heroes, not the entertainment industry. So few people understand that, so people want to do it, you know? So many people want to be popular. They jump through hoops to be popular. They max out their credit card to be popular. They want to keep up with the Joneses. Careful. Mother Teresa said, God comes to us in many disguises. Jesus comes to us in many disguises. In his most distressing disguise is when he comes in the poor. So apparently Jesus has a number of distressing disguises because she said his most distressing disguise is when he comes in the poor. Stay calm. Claim the power of God. Ask Jesus to see through with his eyes. We walk by faith and not by sight. To love another person is to see the face of God. Well, today's scripture passage that I want to reflect on comes from John's Gospel, and it's chapter 14, verses 12 and 13. This is Jesus speaking. He says, I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. Now, can you see why I said at the beginning of the program, you haven't seen anything yet? Because Jesus, when he works in and through a person, great things happen. Great things happen. You know, I rarely do this, but I'd like to do it on today's program, talk about my own life, so that I can take the scripture passage and make it come alive for you. Because you may have said when you've heard the scripture passage, and I'm sure you've heard it before, you may have said, how could I do greater things than Jesus? I'm no miracle worker. Well, you might not be a miracle worker in the way that Jesus was a miracle worker, but that doesn't mean you can't be a miracle worker. Okay, you know what? Take my life as a Capuchin Franciscan friar priest, my ministry preacher, preacher in churches, preacher in many life situations, radio ministry, newsletter comes out 6 times a year, doing ministry by phone, doing ministry by email. I travel sometimes more in one day than Jesus traveled in his entire life, because I sometimes fly to Europe. I certainly fly a number of times a year to Mexico. Yeah. Galilee was a very small distance for Jesus to go from the north to the south. From the north in Galilee down to Jerusalem. It wasn't even 100 miles. You know? My newsletter. Jesus would preach the Sermon on the Mount or the Sermon on the Plain, depending on which version of the Beatitudes you read, Matthew's Gospel or Luke's Gospel. You know? So say there were 5,000 people listening to him. Boy, he would have really had to project his voice for all 5,000 to hear him, right? Why do I pick the number 5,000? Oh, I'm just thinking about him feeding 5,000 people after he was done preaching. He didn't want to send them home hungry. He was afraid they were collapsing along the way. So say he had 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people. Do you have any idea how many people hear my radio ministry? I don't. But it goes out to, it can be heard in hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people's homes. On the internet, it can be listened to all over the country, all over the world. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying I'm better than Jesus. I'm just showing you how these words of Jesus come true. I repeat, this is Jesus talking. He will do even greater things than these. These meaning the things he did. Because he's going to the Father now. And with going to the Father, he wanted his disciples generations and generations over thousands of years, 2,000 plus now, to continue his work. And yes, I know in the early church they did do miracle workers. Paul was a miracle worker. Paul brought a young man who fell out of the window back to life. Gave sight to the blind. That guy at the temple got up and danced, who was paralyzed. Peter said, silver and gold I don't have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, stand up and walk. And there have been in times throughout the history of Christianity where God allowed people to work miracles. I think of Padre Pio and the incredible ability he had to work miracles, given by God, obviously, free grace of God. He being a Capuchin Franciscan, I have a special affection for him. And other miracle workers outside the Catholic Church. But nonetheless, I haven't worked any of those kind of big-name miracles, but I've touched over 1 million people's hearts and lives, spoken to over 1 million people in my ministry through all the years I've been a priest. With simple words and simple acts of kindness, powerfully have done the things that God wanted me to do. The Son has used me, Jesus has used me powerfully to bring honor and glory to his Father. I have to tell you, recently, I was given a confirmation program to over 100 students and their parents, talking about the value of confirmation, trying to get the students excited about being confirmed. When it was all over and I was saying goodbye to people, this lady who had been standing off to the side waiting to have a moment with me came up to me and said to me softly, you know, many, many, many years ago, I heard you preach and I bought your tapes. and I played them for my mother. And off and on, I played them for my mother. And then this lady starts crying. And she says, and now my mother has Alzheimer's. And it's really bad, and her Alzheimer's makes her very agitated all the time. But when I play your tapes, Father Scott, she's calm. When I have her in the car, and it's almost like she wants to jump out of the car, I put your tapes in and I play it, my mother calms down right away. Father Scott, you have had a wonderful calming effect on my mother. Well, can we say thanks be to God? Can we say all praise, honor, and glory be to you, Father? Thank you for using me. I was profoundly touched by the lady's comment. And then finally, how else does God use me? My hospital for the poor and sick in Oaxaca, Mexico. Never would have dreamed that I'd go to Mexico, Oaxaca. Never would I dream I'd be able to get the resources to build a hospital. Never would I think I could get people to buy my vision, my dream, get excited about my dream, and to be that generous. Oh, yeah. God will use you powerfully. Do great things with modern technology. Just give in to God. Don't resist. Say, here I am, Lord. I've come to do your will. Amen? Amen. Prayer partners today, parole officers. They're the people who try to get people, once they're out of prison, to stay out of prison by checking with them, helping them get a job. God bless parole officers. Give them great wisdom, understanding, and courage. Don't let them become cynical about the dark side of human nature. God, please bless parole officers. Today's humor. One day a teacher, a garbage collector, and a lawyer wound up together at the pearly gates. St. Peter informed them that in order to get into heaven, they would have to each answer one question. St. Peter addressed the teacher and asked, what was the name of the ship that crashed into an iceberg? They just made a movie about it. The teacher answered quickly, that would be the Titanic. St. Peter let the man into heaven. St. Peter turned to the garbage man and decided to make the question a little harder. How many people died on the ship? Fortunately for him, the trash man had just seen the movie and answered, about 1,500. That's right, you may enter. Then St. Peter turned to the lawyer and said, name all the people on the ship. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear that you actually do listen to Joyful Reflections. Send me your prayer intentions. I'll storm heaven with you and for you. Let me know if you want my newsletter. There's no charge for it. It comes out 6 times a year. It's a wonderful way to stay in touch. And if you can send me a gift, please write a check right now. The TASH stands for the Anacetar Hospital. TASH, Inc. Help me keep my hospital open, please. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. You can always visit my website at fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. And where there's sadness, joy.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.